Yes, we have.
Yeah, so, yeah, so could you give me some introduction about your music career?
Well, my career, I started when I was 7 years old.
Okay.
I played saxophone, I played the soprano saxophone, because I was too small to play the alto saxophone.
Oh, okay.
So being so short, I could only hold the smaller instrument. So that's what I did, and I started from my mother's organ teacher's son. It was a complicated thing, but he was a clarinetist in high school and taught me lessons. And then from there, I really loved playing the saxophone, and I just liked the sound of it. You know, the sound really drew me to and the singing quality of the instrument. And then I moved to the alto saxophone, and then about 11 years old, and I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Just outside of Milwaukee. It's a small town called Wauwatosa.
Okay.
And then I continued on saxophone in junior high school and bands and in high school. Nice to see you. Bye-bye. Say hi to Professor. Take care now. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you. See you later.
We are your fan.
Yeah. and I started feeling, I played a lot of jazz, and I played a lot of classical and a lot of different bands, and I thought, well, maybe this would be something I could enjoy teaching or doing for a living. And I wanted to play in a big band. I wanted to play jazz when I was in college, but I also enjoyed the classical saxophone. And I like the saxophone so much because it's so versatile. You can play classical, you can play jazz, you can have so many different colors of sound.
Oh, yes.
And for me, that the expression part of it, it's like a painting, is that you can take a brush stroke and do so many different things. It can be so, you know, bye-bye, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Thanks again. We'll talk soon. Hunter sounded great the other week.
I hear that it was a pretty intensive concert.
Yes, he was fantastic. He was fantastic. Thanks so much for coming.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
It's like painting. I think you have so many different colors and so many different textures, just like art, you know. And I went to Michigan State University and I continued my studies there.
Mm-hmm.
I met Janet. Mm-hmm. And are you going to take that?
I'm the one taking one of his headphones away.
Yeah, and I continue. I had a great teacher at Michigan State, Jim Forger, and he really, and he's our dean of the College of Music now at Michigan State, and he really inspired me to pursue music in a different way than I had anticipated, that being teaching in a college level, because he was a great teacher. So I studied saxophone performance, and I have some hours in music education, but then I went in to the master's degree in performance, and I got a first teaching job at University of Illinois in 1984, and then in 1991 I moved back to Michigan State, where I teach up in East Lansing. That position was open, and my teacher at that time, who had taught me during college, became the dean of the college, and that position was open. That's where I'm now, so I feel very honored and blessed to